I think we need to be looking at ways to more qualitatively understand how kids are developing their mathematical thinking. One is really having measurement tools that get at the complexity and the importance of mathematical thinking. The reality is that being able to quickly evaluate where students are from a progress monitoring perspective, there's always going to be this focus mostly on procedural knowledge. Are we also going to evaluate conceptual understanding? They're not separate entities. They're important, both of them, to assess. On the other hand, I think there definitely are formative and informal assessment options that can be really powerful for teachers to really get at what students are thinking and what they're understanding. One is diagnostic interviews, where students talk through what they did and why they did it in terms of problem solving. And as you're listening, what students are saying and the extent to which they have misconceptions, or if they are applying a concept incorrectly, or if they have a procedure mixed up. This is a way that educators can better understand where kids are in terms of their thinking about a particular application or procedure or problem-solving context so that they can better target their intervention to address those areas. If we just are looking at students' responses and whether they're right or wrong, we don't necessarily have a very good understanding of why it's right or wrong. That's a really important component to being able to really precisely intervene with kids when they're struggling in mathematics.